And here we are. We're a couple minutes early, and here we go. Well, I'm excited. It is Thursday, therefore it is my time to be on the radio. And we have had so many things going on. So what to do? I mean, we're all being pretty much shaken up. And this is kind of an example of icons, of our archetypes being shifted. And yes, I would say Michael Jackson has been an icon. He has been an archetype. And now he will go into another phase of being an icon, another phase of being an archetype. Now, an archetype is a figure such as an empress, an emperor, and they represent something beyond what we would normally think. And it's very symbolic in dream time, very symbolic whenever we're doing readings, to grab onto an archetype such as, well, for example, I'm the Hierophant. And the Hierophant is a teacher, and so that is my archetype. And the archetype is to teach whatever. It doesn't make any difference where, how. It is what it is. And that's my role throughout this entire lifetime, and as far as I'm concerned, in what I have investigated in past lifetimes, this is pretty much what I've been doing all my life, all my lifetimes, is to be a teacher, a sage, and that does not mean the spice either, someone who knows beyond where, I would say the majority of people do not know. And yet, in that, there is, for the human, to know nothing. Because as a human, if I say I know something, it is not being available for the higher power, for spirit, for God, for goddess, all that is, to come in. And we are here on this program, the Judith Conrad program, which started a couple minutes early. So I'm just talking about being the archetype. And whatever archetype you are, and we were talking about Michael Jackson being an archetype, an icon. And as one passes into posterity, we become then the light. We become what has been represented by our life. And one of the questions is, so what is it that you are leaving? At the end of the program, many times on the television especially, I will turn to my guests and I will say, so what is there anything you'd like to leave the audience with? Is there anything you'd like to invite the audience to participate in? And as we are looking at this whole situation of three major icons, three major archetypes passing, crossing over, we're being left with, what do we want to leave? As we symbolically ride off into the sunset. And that's not to be slanderous, it's just these are certain terms that the Americans use. And one of the things on Facebook, and boy did Facebook light up, I haven't been on Twitters, but I just, Facebook, and one of the comments that I really liked was, three more stars in the sky. Three more people who have made a difference, who have crossed over, and they are now available at a larger scale than they were when they were on the physical plane. So what does that mean? This means that they're now available for those people who have the capacity to tap into the larger universe to be able to access their thoughts as they are doing the due process in connecting with their God, with their goddess, with the powers beyond. And they now, as they do their due diligence, will be available for all of us who are able to connect with the other side. Not everyone is willing to do this. I love it. I love to connect with people on the other side, especially my relatives. Couple of them are a hoot, and I know some of my dear friends in the Bay Area, as they're connecting with their guides, They're very, very humorous, and when they come in, they usually bring some kind of a smell of roses or nasturtiums or whatever is connected. I know one friend who comes in, and the smell of marijuana comes into their nose, and they can tell when their guide is there. It's interesting, and that's just the way that this gentleman knows that the guide is there. So as we look at the three icons, the three archetypes, we're asking that if there's any message that would like to come from our audience, that they're feeling about the three people who crossed over, I absolutely invite you to call in, and you have the numbers right there. The good news is Skype is available. I love Skype. So I'm going to then, with that, I'm going to give the information, messages that I've been giving about 5 minutes before the program started. I always check in to see what messages want to come in. I have several pages here. We'll see which one wants to illuminate, wants to be expressed. So the first piece of information comes from the Moon card, and this comes as a message that we are being asked, as we're crossing over, as we are entering into a higher vibration, and I would say all three have now experienced the higher vibration, whether they like it or whether they don't, things that they didn't get cleared and cleaned before they went through the gateway, and this gateway is a gateway that only has their name on it, no one else's. No one else can experience what they experienced as they went through the gateway. And this is reminiscent of Franz Kafka when he wrote about the gatekeeper, Der Türhüter. He was guarding an opening, a portal, a gateway that only that individual who had traveled from far away distance, this was the only gateway available to the traveler. And the guard was ominous, and just as in the Moon card, there are a couple of Ra kings and jackals that are willing to chomp up the bones of those who could not get through the gateway. And what I'm feeling is there's a whole place of surrender. There's a whole place of humility, humbleness, gentleness, lovingness. There's another one I want to put in there. Gentle, loving, and kind. So there's a whole thing of the surrender. As we go through the portal, we have to leave behind. We get to leave behind our physical body, our emotional body, our mental body, and we take the spiritual body. And when we get ready to do the due diligence of whatever we are to complete, then we are either through with this earthly body, we're through with this earthly existence, and we don't have to come back. And some people immediately know that they are here to come back. So we're cleaning up now before there is any indication that we are moving in that direction. The second card is the Aeon, which is to be in this place of wonderment. In fact, I want you to invite you to put your finger up to your lips and to just be in this wonderment, amazement at what has happened today. I mean, it's almost like when JFK, John Kennedy, was murdered, the whole world went into a tailspin. It hasn't been quite that much, but however it was. I mean, it was pretty awesome. And to be in the amazement and wonderment of this being a bringing into, through the gateway, into a place of emotional opening, which leaves one quite raw. As we come into this wonderment and amazement, there's a place of truth within us that is very deep. There are certain ahas, there are certain amazements that are coming to us in and around the crossing over of the three people, of the three archetypes. And there are three fetus on this card in different stages of development. So one is fully developed, So we're looking at Ed McMahon, we're looking at Farrah Fawcett, we're looking at Michael Jackson. The three fetuses, like I said, are in different stages of development. One looks like it's about 9 months in development. Another one looks like it could be maybe 6 months, and the other one looks like it may be 3 months, 3, 6, and 9. So the indication perhaps 3 months ago, 6 months ago, 9 months ago, these three had an indication that they were ready to cross over. Now, this applies if you, no matter when you're listening to this program. Where are you in your development? Because we're all heading in that same direction. Many in denial. Oh, no, no, no. This is, I'll deal with it when I get to be 99 years old. Well, good. In the meantime, we're here to treat this lifetime as this is the first lifetime and the last lifetime. I talked about that last time. However, sometimes I can't remember whether I did it on the radio program or on the TV program. Okay, so that's the second card. Both of these major arcana. Major, major things are shifting. They're causing major shifting in energy through the work that's happening on the deeper level. And that's what's about, what everything is about right now. It is about the deeper level. Anything you'd like to leave to your beloveds, it is time to look at, maybe even labeling it physically. Okay, this is something that I want my granddaughter to have. This is something I want my son to have. You're looking at different things in the house. So if you're the only one who lives in the house, that's one thing. If you're living with a family, then what legend, what destiny have you come to leave to the world? And looking at the acting career of Farrah Fawcett, looking at the comedian that Ed McMahon was, and looking at the choreograph and the singing of Michael Jackson, they all brought something different to the entertainment world. They're all in the entertainment world. And some people say, well, why is it that the people in the entertainment world get so much attention, where we mere mortals living in wherever you're living in, doesn't make any difference. You're making a difference. It may not be at the same level as these three because they are very public figures. They chose to live out their life in a public way. Third card, the Two of Wands, spiritual dominion. So what I see with these two Dorjis, which are crossed, each individual and you as an individual are coming to a power agreement with God, with Goddess, with all that is, with the Spirit, with whoever you call your higher power. I never assume that one, you know, whoever's listening has one belief over another. So I'd like to keep it pretty broad. So in this dominion, we are gaining dominion over the spiritual realm by being in connection with our truth, whatever our truth is and whoever we are in truth with, whether it's God, whether it's Christ, whether it's Buddha. There are so many belief systems. And here we go with this new way of being in a power relationship so that we are ready at any moment, as if this is the first and last day of our life. We are in this place of readiment. At any moment, we would be ready to say, okay, I'm ready. I'm going. I've got it. I'm done. So there you go. The last card is the Chariot card. And that shows, and so we have three major arcana and a minor. And this is the answer for all of us. The Chariot is Cancer the Crab. And we're just finishing up with Cancer the Crab. And we're in this realm of nurturing and honoring, and we're in this place of magic. And it truly is magic. It is so magical what is happening. Even as we are in grief, some in more grief than others, it is that this is our path. And we get reminded so often of what's going on out there. So if you would desire to call in, we have the phones ready. We have cards available, any divination tool. I use many divination tools when I'm doing readings, and yes, the program is pretty much devoted to, well, I kind of teeter-totter back and forth of doing the regular coaching, which is using my organizer, and flat-out regular coaching, helping you to find your higher purpose. Yeah, especially this new paradigm. This, for me, the paradigm means the time element, the time, and when I say new in front of it, new means that this paradigm is not the same time as we had before. And these gifts that we're given, now some people can organize wonderfully. Their garage looks like you could eat off the floor. Everything is in its labeled box. Their desk looks like you could find anything in a heartbeat. Their computer, absolutely everything is in a file. And then there are others who are seeking that, and they certainly would like to have some assistance in that. And there are certain ones of us who have both. We operate, again, I talk about the right brain, left brain, where I do the coaching and the organizational skills through the organizer, and then I do the divination tools and the intuitive, where I tap into connecting to source, connecting to energies beyond this earthly realm. Many of you have that privilege, and some of you, it is not so much a privilege because you don't quite know how to handle it. And when information comes in, it's really not something that you can translate. Interesting, because I did teach foreign languages, translating was not one of my favorite things, because I would miss the gist of everything by having to share with somebody else what I had heard. So I had to learn, when I was receiving messages from the divine, from my guides, from angels, from your higher self. So when you call in, I would tap into your higher self. And I had to learn to ask them to slow down. Couldn't do that when I was trying to translate for someone, because they were speaking and I had to give them the gist immediately. With guides, I can ask them, would you please slow down because there's information, so I will listen to what your question is. And then I will ask your higher self, your angel, your guide, whoever my guides are at the moment, because I have several. And when I'm working with certain types of people, a certain kind of guide will come in, or angels. Basically, it is higher energy, higher self. And I will ask them, okay, what answer can I give to them? And it usually is given to me in the form of symbols. Words are symbols, as in the power of the word, and we can create with words, we can create with our intentions, we can create with the alphabet. And last week I gave you information about the Kabbalah, and I had some good feedback from that. Yeah, it is old information, ancient information, and yet it is coming back around. I'm being told to use it more often. So anyone who comes in with the letter J, because my first name starts with a J. I'm very interested in connecting with that. And soon I will be, I may put that out to the people who are listening. All right, like I said, anyone who wants to call in, that would be fabulous. And I can give you information, you have whatever your question is. And in the meantime, I'm continuing to receive messages of what Spirit would like me to say. Today, when I started my day, which I always do with some kind of a divination tool, whether it's a little angel cards, whether it's a tarot card, I went to the Osho Zen book, The Transcendental Game of Zen. And what came up was the number 2, which is in my deck. It's the priestess. In that deck, it's called the Inner Voice. And I sent it out to a dedicated group of people, asking them to read this and reread it, and what did they get from that message? And I had such a diverse response, from this is way too woo-woo, to, I don't understand this. What does it mean for me? What is it? How can I relate this to whatever I'm creating right now? And so I was, with each person, I was able to translate the information. So I'd like to have you think of whatever it is you'd like to focus upon, especially as it has to do with your inner voice. You hear them all the time. You do. Thoughts pop into your head. You'll read something, and then 20 minutes later, you start thinking about that thought. And it just starts to buzz around. It starts to ruminate, and you start to cogitate about it. It starts to incubate. That means you're on to something. So if you find something, and I'd love to send this to you, because I typed it out so that I could send it to my group. If any of you would like to have it sent to you, I will be delighted to do that. And then I sent it out, just the first line, which I'm going to give to you. I sent it out on Facebook. If you found your truth within yourself, there is nothing more in this whole existence to find. That's pretty profound. Your truth, because your truth is not the same as my truth, is not the same as anyone else's truth. That truth within yourself. There's nothing more in this whole existence to find. You found it. However, if you're still doing the yeah, but, yes, but, how can that be true? I don't understand this. Then there's part of you that needs to go a little deeper in the truth. Perhaps I can help you. I'd love to do that. So truth is functioning within you. When you open your eyes, it is truth opening the eyes. So just close your eyes and then open them. And just realize that whatever you see is, what is the truth in what you see? I'm looking at a photocopy machine. My truth is that it functions. The second truth is, I don't know how to operate many of the things that are going on in that all-in-one printer. So those are two truths. You see, when we tell ourselves lies or we hide our head in the sand, this is really not truth. So when I open my eyes, it is truth that is opening my eyes. Now, yesterday when I had my photo taken, one of the instructions was to shake my hands when I got too tense and my shoulders were just gripping. And I would look away. And then I knew she was ready to, my Peggy Eileen, hello Peggy, had her camera right there ready to shoot me. And as I turned away, I came turning around as if I were seeing her for the first time. And so I turned around and I had this opening of truth. My eyes were large. I could just see the camera and she started clicking. As I sat there for 3 to 5 minutes, smiling, posing, the whole energy started shifting. So again, shaking, and this is for you in whatever you're doing. Shake your arm, hands, or whatever. And then you turn away, and then you come back to get a different perspective on whatever you've been looking at in and around your truth. If you're having a situation with someone, and boy, I'm hearing more people clearing the deck on some of these relationships. So you go to someone to have them take a look at what it is in your truth. And they help you to open your eyes. And then you close your eyes. And whatever the truth is, when you close your eyes. And you can make this a meditation. Open your eyes and see what you see. Close your eyes and kind of shut down. Take a deep breath. And then open them. And the aha that you could get from this particular exercise, it's like a meditation. And you're focusing on truth. And as I open my eyes, I'd see a hat sitting over there. That's a dumb hat, but it keeps the sun out. And it keeps the sun out when I go out in the sun. A red hat, so I'll probably, I don't belong to the red hats, but I'll wear it for 4th of July. That's why I bought it. Okay, opening your eyes and then closing your eyes. And as you open your eyes, you're seeing solutions that you had not seen before. You see, as I'm telling you all of this, whether anyone's listening, it doesn't make any difference right now, because I'm getting, as I'm speaking, I'm getting this solution to how I can receive deeper messages by closing my eyes. I think of the question and asking to be given information about something. So I close my eyes and I'm closing and I'm asking for the truth. So I open my eyes and I'm looking at this blank wall over here, and I see my eyes are open, which means my ears are open, all of my senses are open, my taste, my touch. And I'm able to really get different answers. You don't have to do anything other than to shake your hands up. You may even want to close your eyes and look away, and then you look back. Oh, yeah, that's it. And as you're doing this, this is still about truth. It's all about the truth. If you're walking, that's truth. You're focusing on your feet as they're touching the earth. And every time you take a step, you're stepping into your truth. And if you're walking, if you're lucky enough to walk along a riverbank, and you're watching, looking at the water as you're walking, and you're noticing the energy of the water, that's truth. How is the water flowing? How does that relate to my question? If it's flowing rapidly over rocks and bubbling, that means that as you're asking the question, at that particular moment, you close your eyes, you look at the water, and whoa, there's energy around whatever you've asked about. So that is your truth. As you're walking, and if you're sleeping, your truth is resting, and you're opening to dream time. And the dream time is very ripe for bringing in truth. It's like when you shut down, your energy goes into the center, and all of a sudden you're allowed to open to other solutions. It's like you open your, instead of opening just your eyes, you're opening your whole body to receive energy and information. I like that. Yeah. Okay, so if I'm speaking, I'm speaking truth. Now, that's quite an exercise, because many times I know you are the same way, people will say something and you have to bite your tongue because you do not want to say something for fear of hurting them. And yet, how can you express yourself when you're speaking without hurting someone? In fact, when we were learning how to do these readings, one of the things my teacher, Marcy Calhoun, would train us to do, we had to be able to tell someone the worst possible message that could be about yourself, about someone else, and how to be of service and to deliver this so that it would be of service to them and not make them want to throw rocks at you. Okay? So sometime when you get that realization in speaking, how do you speak it? And if you're silent and being quiet, kind of like dream time, however, you're just sitting, let's say that babbling brook, and you find a tree stump and you just sit down and you can be very quiet. And all of a sudden the water nymphs and the devas that are there in the forest will start bringing information to you big time. Silence is golden, they say. However, when I was growing up, it is if you're a duck, you got swatted. At that time you were to be seen and not heard. And many people carried that through their lifetime. For me, it somehow changed into something quite different, of not just being seen, but my purpose was to be heard. So whatever you're doing from this day forward, you're being in your truth. This will take time as you keep practicing this of closing your eyes and then opening them for the first time as if you're seeing something, of being in quiet and knowing the truth is happening right then, to speak and being in your truth, of resting and sleeping and knowing that you are in your truth, and walking knowing that you're in your truth. Thich Nhat Hanh talks about kissing the earth with his feet as he walked. That's a wonderful meditation. Every step you take. Now we're going to add to be in your truth as you're doing this. You can do it. Once you get everything resolved through this, you really don't need to use the meditation of opening and closing. You'll just do it automatically. You will become so alive, so radiant, so contented, blissful. Then your whole life becomes a prayer without words. You enter into then a place of grace. I have had more people say, well, what does grace mean? Well, it's not something I can really explain. When you are in grace, you know it. There is an energy, a glow. There is an inner contentedness, a radiance. There is an aliveness about someone when one is in grace. There is no push. There is no pull. There is no dark. There is no light. It's like you are the fulcrum of the teeter-totter. It's like you are not of this mundane world. It's like something coming from beyond has entered into your energy field. And the grace, it's like one dances with grace. That's not the same. This grace is something that is so deep within. So many of us do not hear, for example, whether I hear the words in my mind or whether I imagine that there's a movie going on in my head, doesn't make any difference. The words are coming in, and sometimes, like I said, they come in with symbols, they come in with unusual things that happen as I'm pondering different questions. It is the language of the heart. It's like you become the oracle who only speaks the truth. When you become the oracle, the one who knows, the seer, the one who speaks only the truth, people will recognize that. They will know. Now, on the same card, there was a crystal at the bottom. And I picked up this blue crystal, and it's like it's been broken off a huge cluster. And it's blue. It is, I'm trying to think of the name of it, communication. It's for communication. It's clear. And it has towers. It's a tiny little thing, about the size of my thumbnail. Aquamarine, that's what it is. It's an aquamarine, which is for communication. So I was told to pick this one up and put it on my throat. As I'm using the aquamarine, I can look at that and see if there's anything inside of it. It has a few inclusions in it, and I can see the growth marks where the different towers have grown. And I know that within this crystal, there's dark energy, there's light energy, because I can see some shadows in there. Looks pretty clear, though, pretty clear. And so when we're looking in a crystal, and I have 1,000 of them, it seems like in my house, some of them are clear, some of them are opaque, and whatever the crystals are, they bring a certain quality to it. And in this crystal, it's like they become alive when you hold the crystal. It's like I've come to an oracle, which is the crystal. And I know a lot of people who love the crystals because they're pretty. And many people don't realize that you can use these to do messages. to receive messages. So when you are in a crystal store, you will find that sometimes crystals will speak to you. And when they speak to you, then it is time to take them home because there's a purpose. I've heard of many people who've had crystals inside of their attaché case. They'll, and go on an airplane when they get to their destination. They didn't open the attaché case. The crystal will have disappeared. It has served its purpose and has passed on to someone else. I did this experiment today. I went to a nursery and I just felt like talking to plants. Weird, I guess. And as I walked through the nursery, I just kind of connected with different plants and just checked to see if there were any that wanted to come home with me. And I did this very exercise. I hadn't done this before in this particular form. And so I stood in front of a couple plants and I closed my eyes and looked away. And then I just opened my eyes and said, okay, what do you want to tell me? And they were telling me what's going on. You know, these are thoughts that pop into your head. And as these thoughts come into your head, you accept that this is a message. And it is about having faith and trusting that the information is coming from a higher source. Of course, I've asked only to receive messages from higher source. So the plants, no one wanted to come home. They were pretty much busy taking care of each other there, worrying whether they were going to get enough water because it wasn't a well cared for place, a large department store that had, you know, during the season they have plants that are there. Okay, so let's go to the dolphins, because on this OSHA Zen card there are dolphins, and they are diving. It's like they're diving after the tail of the one before, and then they're diving into the water. And then they're coming back up, and then they're diving around. It's a cyclical thing. And they are diving deep into the emotions of truth. Because in your emotions, whatever you're feeling has a lot to do with the truth. You feel certain things. For example, when I picked up this crystal, I felt certain things. Other crystals I can pick up and I can hold them all day long, and it's really not my crystal. I should probably give it to someone. I haven't done it because it's pretty. And yet there are other ones that I pick it up and I just, like, I hear this mind, not so much mind chatter, because I think of mind chatter as negative. And this is more just wanting my attention and just talking and talking. It's like thoughts pop into my head and I get so creative, and woo, I just can't stop. So with dolphins, dolphins are advanced souls, advanced animals, shall we say, mammals, as are the whales. They have come to speak their truth through this higher vibration, and when one is around a dolphin or the whales, you can feel. They can feel your energy, and they can actually heal. And I've heard many stories of those who have swum with the dolphins in the wild, where they have been singled out by a couple dolphins and kind of nudged around and just moved kind of away, and they've been caressed, and then later cancer has disappeared or whatever sorrow was in existence that has gone away. They seem to project the truth, and being around them, one is able to receive their messages of truth. The next part is the part that I love. Excuse me. When sometimes we have too many flowers, let's say too many crystals, too many dolphins, too many tarot cards coming through, too many voices coming in. So many that you can't really determine whether to go right or left. And it is at that time that I say, okay, it's too much. I'm hearing too much at the present time. And I really can't handle this much information. Could you slow it down? Be clearer in what you're giving to me. Yeah. And it's good to just work with one oracle, with one intuitive, with one coach, with one mentor. Find the coach, find the mentor who is right for you. Now, as I've been working with a group of 28 women, I did a talk in Eugene, Oregon, and there were wonderful ladies. Oh, my gosh, they're the most advanced group. And so we've been working together all week. And I'm just so blessed. And I, of course, included myself in the mix because I was looking at, show me where my light is needed and show me how my light is needed. And you've heard the expression, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Well, the message I got, when the teacher is ready, the students will appear. And that's what I'm feeling very strongly, that I'm looking for a dedicated group on the teleconference, preferably Skype, all of us with webcams, and to be able to, because as I said, I'm the Aerophant, I'm the teacher, I have so many things that I just really want to assist others with. Teaching a meditation, how to read, and how to delve deeper into their psyche. So when there is too much information coming in, we get really confused. And that's the time to sit quietly, closing the eyes, until you get the feeling of peace, and then revisit your question. Open your eyes, and then you'll have an aha. All right. Ready to call in? We're ready to have you call in. Okay. Okay. No one calling in? We'll just go to the next page then. I'm well prepared, I'll tell you. I have so many pages here. It's like when the day of TV day, Monday, radio day, Thursday, I spend pretty much the whole day preparing, writing. It is a fabulous exercise for me where I get deep answers, deep, deep answers. So this is the next page. One of the things that we're being asked to do, and because we're really calling forth the light workers, is to be steadfast in our light. It is to be in faith. I keep using the word trust, and yet there's underneath that there is faith that we are to love ourselves, love others, and to have faith. Like the mustard seed that grows on this rocky, rocky place. Strong, strong is the mustard seed. That's message number one, is to be steadfast and faithful in your light to yourself. You really can, and that's one of my purposes, is to train you so that you do not need me, you do not need anyone. And we're asking that you focus on what you want as opposed to what you do not want. The majority of people focus on what they don't want. And that's exactly what they get, what they don't want. They don't want stress. And they say that out loud. I don't want stress. Well, the word not does not get, is not in the equation. It comes through as I do want stress. Therefore, you're focusing on what you do want. I am successful. I have a full bank account. I have many clients. You see, this is a positive. This is my intention. And the next part of that is to look and see where there's any place where there's a sabotage program, a negative expectation in and around having what you truly desire. It's so subtle, it can slip by in a heartbeat. And of course, as I do my own inner work, I have experienced that it's there. An inner negative expectation And one of my dear friends is coming over tomorrow, and she's going to be my high witness as I channel, because I'm going to be working with several people as I'm doing this, because several people have, in my noticing, as I open my eyes wide, I'm noticing that there's a negative expectation of having a relationship, having a career that they truly love, having a beautiful home, all of this negative expectation that they could never have it. So tomorrow I'm going to do that. I do this on the telephone. I do it in person, and it is exciting. So I'm going to come back in and start doing that a whole lot. So as you're doing this, you are looking at any place where you get to forgive yourself and to forgive others. Now, this includes past lifetimes, and many times we don't know what's been done unto us. An example, when I was in Peru, first time, we were out, in, we came, went out in the, my friend and I went out in the ruins at night, and we were greeted by the guide, who spent quite a bit of time in the ruins at night. And so we went to one of the sacred sites where it's called the Hitching Post. And as I held his hand, I could experience in this very same site that he had cut my heart out. I had no clue. Actually, I had no clue of anything in South America. Nothing. And I taught Spanish, you know, anything below the Panama Canal just did not exist. And as I experienced that, all of a sudden, it was as if I were drugged. And I noticed that as I, my friend and the guide were, they were on either side of me. It was almost like I was stumbling through the ruins. And as I got to that place, I had this aha. I was totally drugged. And I hadn't taken anything. It was this past memory. And as it came flooding in, I realized that my heart had been cut out by this individual. And he realized it. And then we went to the, it's kind of like the Wailing Wall. It's the Pachamama Wall. And I just did this deep breathing, rebirthing breath. And I just pushed all of this energy into that stone wall. I could feel it just being drawn out of me. And at that moment, as I completed, and of course this rebirthing breath is, you know, very deep, very rapid, and it put me into an even deeper trance, and everything just came flooding out of my heart, which was, you know, in that lifetime, cut out. And as I walked away from the wall, my heart returned, and I had a heart. It was an awakened heart, because I knew something that I hadn't known before when I went to that place. Interesting. I am going to do a talk in a couple weeks to a group of women, and it's called a member profile, and we're being asked to share what led us to our current career. And there are two of us that have been selected. And I remember doing an exercise with Jean Houston like that in her mystery school. And as she shared her story of being, or her father being John Houston, who wrote, the comedian who wrote Who's on First, What's on Second, and all that. He had a whole trunk full of these skits that he had created. So she had a choice as she grew up in Hollywood, watching Tom Mix ride by, watching camels being led for the next movie. So this was a part of her growing up, this multicultural fantasy world. And then she, one of the next things that she spoke about was studying to be a Shakespearean author or actress. And then having a choice of being offered a contract to be an actress, a regular actress, or a Shakespearean actress, or to do the imaginal work, which is what she had first experienced. And she chose the latter. She's one of the greatest teachers that I've ever experienced. Works with nations to reconfigure their culture. For example, the Aborigines, who've lost their culture through alcohol, to reculturize a culture, the indigenous people. So you see, as you're taking the time to travel through your life, which I'm going to have that opportunity, it was very much like going back to a class reunion. You get to stand up for a couple minutes or whatever and tell what you've done in the last, well, depending on how often you go to these meetings. You get to recount your life, and most time you will tell the more positive things about it. Okay, so we're looking at now these three people, three new stars, who are now recounting their life on planet Earth. I mean, it's pretty sudden. Ed McMahon has been dead for a couple days. Farrah Fawcett just this morning, and then Michael Jackson maybe 3-4 hours ago. And so they're in certain stages of development, in and around telling their truth, in and around recounting their story. And all the messages that are coming to them from relatives that have already crossed over, being met, whether to go to the light, what do they have to complete, can they complete it, all kinds of things here. Yeah, so much going on here right now. We're being asked to open our mind. We're being asked to open our heart. And we're being asked to open our soul. Forgive whatever happened in past lifetimes early on. To open your heart, you open your mind, open your soul to show me where and how my light is needed. And closing your eyes, show me where and how my light is needed. I'm closing my eyes, turning away, and I'm going to turn back and open my eyes. The message I got was Eugene. You see, that's what popped into my head right away. I'm where I need to be. Now, the how. Right now, I'm not being revealed. It's not being revealed to me. But you know what? That's for God to know. God knows. And to be in my truth is all there is. Again, if you'd like to call in, the numbers to call BBS Radio are right there on the screen. You can go ahead and give me a call online. Love to call, talk to you. And see what is up for you based on what I've been talking about. Your feelings about the crossing over, the three new stars. And I understand people were emailing and calling different newspapers and different stations to say that there were others that were going to be crossing over also. I don't know that that's true, whether that's happened or not, since I came on the air, but I don't think so. So let's see what's going to happen after I get off this program. Again, you have that basic communication skill now of closing your eyes, taking a nice deep breath, thinking of your question, being in your truth. I got a question, I got an issue, and it's right there, I don't know what it is, I don't know what the answer is. You close your eyes, you turn away. It's like you're turning it over. And then you turn your head back to center, and you open your eyes, and whatever pops in right there at that moment, that's an answer. It could be one word, it could be several things, you're going to be quiet. And just sit there for a few minutes, and let with your paper and your pen, and you're just going to let things flow in. You may want to take 5 minutes to sit with your eyes closed. Turn away, and then turn back. A great way of getting yes and no answers, and it's also a great way to give me information about. Yeah, kind of quiet out there. That's just fine. Just want to let you know that my website is MountShastaMagic.com, and you can go and check my information there at MountShastaMagic.com. And I'll be changing the name soon. I'm not rushing into changing that because I'm still carrying that magic of Mount Shasta. Mount Shasta is very much like Machu Picchu, like Sedona. It is a very sacred site. It has very high energy, high vibration. People go and take vision quests to the mountain, and they come away with major overhauling of their entire life. In fact, many people go home and move to Mount Shasta. That's what, because they've had so many experiences there. So this next week, I invite you to practice this exercise of closing your eyes, turning away, and then turning back, and then opening your eyes wide, 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 to see what information comes to you. And do keep a paper and pencil there. You'll be so surprised of the information that will come through. I'd love to hear. You can email me at conrad3198@comcast.net. You can go to my website, mountshastamagic.com. And I'm sure you're going to have fun reading through all of the multitude of categories. Yeah, well, I think we're just about out of time here. And it's been wonderful, really wonderful. Even if no one else was out there listening, you know, it doesn't make any difference to me because I'm getting so many answers by just talking. I just am so grateful to have this opportunity. Yeah. So many messages have come through during this time. In fact, after I get off this program, I'm going to sit and I'm going to write. What are the messages that I got? Because there have been a bunch. All right, we're out of time, and I will see you next Thursday. I bless you, and I want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are makes a difference.